videos live. It's lit, guys. So number is 505-605-9740. Again, that number is 505-605-9740. To call into the show. Super chats are prioritized. If you super chat in and you want to get cut the phone line, go ahead and put the last four digits of your number, and we'll do that. Go ahead, Chris.
Your the video in the background, make sure it's muted. And if you troll, I'm going to hang up the phone.
Yeah. So, okay. So that, losing them to tricks, sugar daddies, and then also, I don't have that much time, so, like, I'm not going to, like, sit there and text her all the time and call her. Like, I rarely have time to do that, especially now since we do so many shows. So we're really focusing on, like, building the channel and getting to a million subs. So, I mean, I ain't even going to lie. We're, like, obsessed with that right now. We're really focused. So right now, at this point, that's a reason why, but I haven't even been, like, pursuing women like that. Like, I'm barely even, like, messaging girls back or texting them or trying to set anything up right now at this point just because we're so busy. But, yeah.
I have a question. Now, do you communicate that you're busy or do you just ghost?
Yeah, I mean, I'll if they try to say some dumb shit like, oh, you never hit me up, whatever, I'll just send them a link to the thing, to like our show, and say like, what the fuck do you think I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? So sometimes if it's a girl that like I know and like, you know what I'm saying, we've talked before, but if it's like a chick that I like just recently met, whatever, I just don't respond. And I purposely keep my read receipts on.
No. So, that's another good question. Everybody got their reads on?
Yeah, I turn my read receipts on. So they know, like, it's true, man. Like, we're really, like,
Fresh.
Busy as fuck, so that's why. What? Fresh, what's up?
No, his re-receipts.
his what?
His re-receipts. Is that on?
Re-receipts
on?
Yeah.
I keep mine on, but that's me. I'm petty sometimes, so. But, yeah.
What would be a reason you would ghost a female?
Why would I ghost a girl?
Yeah.
The biggest one is she's not cooperative or she's, like, useless. And when I say useless, like, I mean, as in, like, she doesn't bring any utility to my life. Because the thing is, I've always said it, like, for women, like, you're really supposed to be a helpmate. You're, like, a man's assistant. And I know some girls are going to get mad at saying that, but if you really want to keep a guy around, you need to accentuate his life. He doesn't accentuate yours. Men lead, women follow. So when a woman doesn't really come in and provide value or add value, then I stop fucking with her. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of girls are, and the thing, you know, you got to kind of coach the girl, like, hey, I need this done, blah, blah, blah. And if she's with it, she's going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And then she's going to learn. But if she's not, then, you know, you already know what time it is. She's useless and you kick her to the curb. And that's what unfortunately, a lot of girls are a liability and not an asset. So, you know what I'm saying? And with girls that are like a liability, I'll fuck them once or twice and just chuck them to the side. I won't talk to them anymore. Yeah. I'd be very honest about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
Yeah. And here, you know, it is what it is. Like, if she's not coachable or she's annoying or she's just not adding value, I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to smash this girl and, like, not talk to her anymore because she's annoying or she's not helpful or whatever it is. And it's unfortunate. I have to do that more times than I like because what I've noticed with a lot of, like, young, attractive women, they're kind of taught that I'm the prize. I should be on the pedestal. You need to treat me like a queen or a princess. And it's like, no. Like, fuck no, I'm not going to do that because I always look at it like the man is the prize, especially if he reaches a certain caliber, not the woman. Because, you know, if you look at supply and demand, let's be honest here, there's more beautiful women than there are higher status guys or guys that got their shit together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All the girls are fighting for the small top percentage of men. So I look at it like, off, you know, basic economics, since one party is more scarce, they are inherently more valuable. It's just that we live in a clown world where a lot of women want to sit here and say, oh, well, I'm the prize, treat me like a princess or whatever, and they don't bring anything to the table. They got to earn being treated like a princess, but they don't want to earn it. They just want to show up, and you just give them the world. And I tell guys, don't do that, because women are not going to respect that, you know?
I disagree with some of what you said.
Yeah. Sure, go ahead. What do you disagree with?
I
knew I was going to trigger somebody.
No, it's not a trigger. It's just a thing. Like, literally, it's just, I think it's about reciprocity for any single relationship to work. Mm-hmm. You got to give each other something. You know, you can't just expect for somebody to keep pouring into your cup and you're not putting anything into theirs. Like, mm-hmm. eventually it's going to run dry. And I think that there's not
That's
one
fair.
Gender who should just be idolized and just feel like, oh, you should have to praise me and you should have to put yourself towards me and give all this to me and I'm not giving you anything back.
So here's the thing, my only contention with that. That's a good point. The reciprocity is very important. But the thing is this, for a man to deal with a woman in the first place, he has to bring value, period. Think about it.
But
describe your ideal man. Let's go around the table real fast with this. Ideal man, height and income.
At least 6 feet. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like at least enough income to take care of yourself. And then when I come in, me too.
You want him in shape?
Yes.
Okay. You.
Height, probably just taller than me because I'm pretty tall.
Yeah, you're like 6 feet.
5'11", yeah.
Okay.
And income,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you should be able to be like somewhat stable. I mean, at my age, a lot of people aren't getting.
Well, we're talking about your mate here. So what would you want? You can give us a monthly number.
I'd say, again, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. As long as you can take care of yourself, then that's fine because that's what's important.
I got to put on another hat. Okay, what about you?
I don't want you to put on another hat, but I think the same thing as her. It doesn't really matter as long as they can take care of themselves because I don't really expect, you know, to be showered.
So you don't have any minimum requirements?
How tall?
Taller than me.
Okay.
How tall are you?
Like,
she's also
same,
tall.
Like 5'11".
She's like 5'11".
Okay.
And how much income per year?
Income per year.
Like as a full-time job? When
yes.
At least 100K maybe.
Okay. You?
Anything over 6 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 6 feet.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, definitely over 150K a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably just taller than me and... I don't really, as long as they can take care of themselves and sometimes like show like affection in a way, like maybe give me a gift or something like our anniversary or something like that. But it doesn't have to be all the time, but at least like be stable enough to take care of yourself. And then, yeah, pretty much like,
okay.
I don't really have a party.
What about you?
And this is not cap.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I don't date guys based off of those things. Like that's not like what I look for. Of course, yes, I want a guy taller than me and I probably wouldn't date a guy that's shorter than me. But, as far as, like, the financials, just as long as he's financially stable. Like,
okay.
I'm not looking to be taken care of.
Fair enough. So I went around the table there to just establish, just even in a small glimpse, you guys did have standards to some degree with the guy. Well, I didn't even go into what does he have to be like, his personality, does he have to come from a good family, blah, blah, blah. For a woman to deal with a man, he has to inherently bring value to the relationship. The woman, however, does not. That's the reality. Men have very few standards for women, almost none. A guy will take you on a date. You could be broke, annoying, fat in some instances, whatever it is. And some guy out there is going to accept you. It doesn't work like that for men. We have to become first. So if a guy has to become, I'll be damned if he's going to sit there and not, you know, demand the best from his woman. That's why I tell guys to, you know, make sure that a woman is an asset to you and not a liability. So because you guys automatically make sure he's an asset. Y'all, it's hardwired into you guys. Like, I don't fuck with a guy unless he's an asset. I'm not going to deal with no man that's a liability. Hell, you had a guy that was a liability. You had to motivate him every time, and you were like, okay, this motherfucker's not getting it. Left,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Men don't have that same, like, we don't have that same want in our counterpart to be ambitious. Women do, however. Like, you want a man that's ambitious. Like, it's a requirement. For a man, if a guy has ambition himself and he makes money, the girl don't really got to be ambitious like that. Men don't care about that shit. Even though we lie to women and tell them, oh, we want a strong, independent woman. Nah, men really don't care about how much money a girl makes, being honest.
True.
Anything off that? I don't know. Does that answer your question, kind of? While I was saying, like, reciprocity is kind of like – it's kind of like a moot point because guys already bring value first, inherently, when they deal with a woman. Versus a woman doesn't have to. She just brings her beauty.
Explained it, I get it. Because at first it just seemed like, you know, guys just have to the woman has to bring everything to the table pretty much. That's what I was getting from that at first.
No. And I would argue that a lot of women don't bring much to the table, but they're beautiful and they get by on that, which is fine. I mean, that's the world that we live in.
With makeup on.
You know, okay. So super chats or phone lines?
Chats.
Okay. I'll read this and then we'll hit the first phone number. What's the first phone number?
We have, let's see.
On cue.
203.
Oh, shit. Southern Connecticut in the house. All right. The doctor and I, $5. The fourth, nope, read that one. Oh. When Fresh talks, it sounds like his words have bad Wi-Fi. When Fresh talks. Anthony, guys, you got something back to him, bro? We're talking to shit.
I'm rich, bitch.
Okay. JD Mintger, do you think war or a disaster is the only thing that will fix relationship between men and women? Nah, bro. I mean, I don't see it getting any better. He's basically, he's talking about how, like, the marriage rates are in the dumps and, you know, divorce rates are high, et cetera. Exavi Cuts. They're all getting influenced with the answer from the girl before. It's all cap. If the first girl would have given an actual number, then all would have. Okay.
That's true.
Y'all need more caps. $10 from Julio Bonilla. Joseph Jones. Under what circumstances would Fresh get married? Would you Fresh get married again at this point?
Again. Bro, yeah. We say this almost every show, nigga. Bro, okay. I want you to go back to – wait, was it yesterday's episode? Look, simply put, not in the U.S., maybe Colombia. I don't know, but – get married again, probably not gonna
happen.
It
was last night because I talked, or the night before. talked about how if I was going to get married, how I would do it.
I want to get married in the States.
My
plan. If you do get married, it has to be by the church, not by the state.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yuri Bezmenov, y'all got to do a podcast on him. Rogan mentioned him last week. He predicted the state of the USA today in the 80s, and as a result, the version from China and Russia is so wild.
So who is this dude? Everyone keeps missing his name.
I don't know. I'll Google it after.
Yeah, I mean, then, okay.
Laughing Tune. How does the call-in work? Also, play the Why You Always Lie in effing song. I got you, bro. They all want the Iron Giant, $5 from Marco Meadows. And then last two, Bojangle. Y'all got an entire WNBA starting at five out there today. Sheesh. The three in the middle can start on any team.
There you go.
Yo, yeah, they are tall, guys. They are tall. Cause, yeah, 5'11", 5'11".
6 feet.
Okay, yeah. And then we got $20 from Isaac S. Taking girl on a fancy first date is backwards, especially if you have money. Facts. Make her think if you keep giving him sex, he'll eventually take me to Nobu. Now you're thinking if I keep taking her to Nobu, she'll eventually give sex. Yeah, there you go. And that's Isaac S. All right, cool.
Phone lines?
Yeah, let's hit the phone lines real quick. We got the first one, 203 from Southern Connecticut. Also, guys, do us a quick favor. I think there's only like not even 2,000 likes on here. Guys, there's
like
almost 5,000 of y'all in here. Like the goddamn video. Like it right now. All right, and
first also,
phone number?
For subscribers, we are literally 60 away from hitting 423K on air.
Cool.
So,
all right, cool. All right,
well, we need 60 people.
You got the line in?
Sub the channel.
Yeah, 203, ready?
203, you in?
What's up, caller?
Yep, let's go, yeah.
What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Yo, Myra Fresh, Chris, what's good with y'all, man? Ladies, what's good?
Come on, fam.
Chilling.
Good, man.
All right, so this is a question for the girl next to Myron, because, like, she admitted that she had 20 bodies, but I'm not going to lie, like, be honest, like, when you're on a date with a dude or something, or if you're, like, dating a dude seriously, like, would you really tell him you got 20 bodies? I'm not going to lie. Like, most dudes probably be like, whoa, she got 20 bodies for the squeeze. So I just want to know, like, would you tell a dude, like, straight up, like, you got 20 bodies?
For, okay, if he asks, which 9 times out of 10 he won't, but if he asks, yeah, I'll be honest about it. But it's really not anybody
else's
business.
After you tell
him how many bodies
though?
You have before them.
No, he asked you, what do you expect them to do if they hear that?
You do whatever feels right to you.
Man, that's tough. I'm not going to lie. Just don't even tell them, man, because I ain't going to lie. Like, most guys, when they hear 20 bodies, that's a wrap.
Yeah, a lot of them, they'll feel some type of way. But here's the thing, bro. You got to remember, bro, that, I mean, we know it on this side of the internet, but most dudes have no fucking clue, man. A lot of guys think girls are sugar and spice, everything nice. But I guarantee you, like, if I was to take, like, an average dude, all these girls here at the table have more bodies than him.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Yeah.
I promise you. That's nothing against y'all. It's just that that's just the world that we live in now. There's more male virgins than ever before.
Also, stuff happens. Like, you don't know if it's going to work out with somebody. You can't sit up here and say, you know what, hey, I reached 10 already, so what, I'm not supposed to fuck anybody else for the rest of the time.
Now, that's true, but you know, most females like to, you know, they don't want to run up the body count. They want to keep the body count, like, you know, low or whatever.
That's
they know that.
We
if
had
they
a girl
end up
that
telling
was
the guy to get a lot of bodies, you know?
We had a girl that was 19. She had 50, bro.
50 bodies, bro.
Ooh,
bro.
Like, whatever.
Whoa. Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yo, chat niggas. Chat niggas. Spam up you for the streets in the chat, man. All my chat niggas.
Yeah, man. It is what it is, bro. But I'm not surprised.
Shout out to everybody on Twitch
but,
and YouTube, man.
Hey, yo, where are you from in Connecticut?
Bridgeport, man. I'm trying to get up out of here, man.
Yeah. Oh, you called them before. Yo, get the fuck out of Bridgeport, man.
Yeah, man.
Yo,
hi, man. I'm trying to stack this bread.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
get out of there, bro. Go to Stanford or something. Goddamn. That's all the white girls.
Yeah,
white girl
I'm trying to get up out of here, man.
Yeah, man.
Get the fuck out of here. Get up out of here, man.
All those bodies. Call these girls Undertaker.
All right. 203, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks,
let's
man.
Hit the next person.
202.
202. We got Washington, D.C. in the house.
What? Nigga getting his ass beat. Getting your ass beat, boy.
202, you there?
This nigga farted, bro.
Yeah. That's funny.
What? Oh, my God.
All right.
484.
484. Welcome. 484. All right.
This thing is a mute.
Next.
Oh,
sorry. Too late.
guys, be ready when we call on you, man.
310.
310.
484. All right, this is the mute. Next,
Yo, 310.
All right, be ready when we call
right.
on you, man.
Move on.
310.
Nah, he's got us playing in the background. He ain't ready.
647.
Yo, guys, number one, mute your YouTube when we call, when we bring you on. And when we do, you're going to say the it's going to say like you're now online or some shit like that. Be ready with your question or comment. All right, go ahead. 647 New York City in the house.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Yo, what's up?
What's up, bro?
I'm calling from Toronto, so I wanted to, you know, give you guys much love. I've been watching the show for quite some time, so keep up the good work.
Out to Canada.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, thank you, guys. So it's funny because I actually encountered, I was talking to a girl for maybe the past week or two, let's say. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because the topic is about ghosting. Conversations were going well. Matched with her on Tinder. I thought things were going well for 1 second. And maybe the last 2-3 days, I've just been receiving these very late texts. So I confronted her, you know, implicitly, made a joke about it. I'm like, okay, you know what, seems like you're busy. She admitted to it. She's like, yeah, I am. And now it's coming to a point where she's not even responding at all. And I'm just sitting there, I'm just like, what's going on? What is it that I'm doing wrong? I want to get sort of your advice on it. And then, ladies, you tell me, what does that mean? I mean, as long as the conversation is going between the man and the female, I mean, I always feel like it's the woman that usually starts, and this is from my experience at least, and this is from what I've been told, is that it's usually the woman that begins to ghost and not reply. I don't know. I need your advice.
I know why she did it.
I'll get the lady's take on it first.
Yeah, go
first. So, okay, just quick little synopsis of the facts. Match with a girl on Tinder, you guys were communicating originally, and then she stopped communicating with you saying she was busy or some shit like that. Had y'all met in person yet or no?
No, not yet, but I have been trying to
initiate that. God, that's why.
Let's
Waste man, bro.
How long have you been talking around
Waste
Tinder?
Man.
Well, we've been talking for 2 days. I'm sorry, 2 weeks. Go ahead, sorry.
Let's
I don't want to
start here.
You
let's start here with Ms. Vettech, and what's your take on this?
Either she's just not that into you, bro, or you weren't aggressive enough. Like, you didn't, you know, initiate meeting her in person.
Sure. I mean, but I thought I did do that, but it seems as though that I think that
you did ask
her off.
You did ask her.
I did. And she suggested
what was the excuse she gave
getting
you?
A phone call.
What was the excuse
sorry,
excuse
can you repeat that question?
What was the excuse she gave you?
She said she was going out of the city. So, I mean,
yeah,
she
just
does based on the story.
We'll go across the table with the ladies. What's your take on it?
If she's
yeah,
not
I just
giving
need some advice.
She used to give me before, she's giving it to someone else. I feel like that's
boom.
Weird.
She got flued out.
Mm-hmm. She probably did go out of town, yeah.
If she's on Tinder, then you're not the only guy she's talking to. So you just didn't stick out enough, I guess.
To the core.
Yeah. Not
hard fact.
Yeah, I would say the aggressiveness. Yeah, because most men are either too nice or way too mean. So if you're not in the middle or somewhere, you're way too nice.
It's hard to
like,
find the middle though for men, because you know the last thing you want to hear is that you're being in her group chat with a screenshot of your messages, or she's reading your messages out loud to another guy on FaceTime. Then that's how you know.
Oh shit.
You know. So.
No, yeah, I agree. If she was on Tinder, then maybe, like, she's probably just talking to someone else that, like, she was vibing with more. I don't know. That's what I'm guessing.
I have a question for you. Were you looking for a relationship?
I'm open to it. I mean, I guess that's winter, right?
You're trying to fuck her, or are we trying to actually make you a girlfriend or some shit like that?
No, I'm trying to settle down right now, to be honest, guys. So, well, I mean, I know usually apps are not.
Tinder is just straight up, period. And anybody who's on
there,
like they're talking to other people. You got to find those people. It's just, you're going to have to come across those people. And you're going to have to find somebody who's done playing games just as much as you are, but you're not going to find love on Tinder. Hence why I got rid of that a long time ago. I got annoyed.
Fresh, you want to hit it or you want to go first?
Yeah, so simply put, bro, you're nothing more than a pen pal, back and forth texting all day, all night, and then she got bored of you, found some other dude that might want to take her on a date, want to see her in person, and that dude won her over, or you just so boring that she said, you know what, it's been fun. Sayonara,
yeah.
I'm going to talk to this guy because he's way more fun, maybe more attractive, maybe more,
exactly.
I don't know, better lifestyle. But, bro, the moment you meet a chick, hey, when are you free? I want to take you out. If she says, like, oh, I don't know, I'll let you know. Bro, stop it.
Move
set
on.
It there. Move on, like Chris said. It's a wrap.
Simply put, man, I'm sure you've been watching the show. Earlier, I asked the ladies, hey, have you ever been on a date with a guy you had zero intention of having sex with? They all answered in the affirmative pretty much, and except for one. So the thing you got to understand, bro, is that women don't, like, talk to you and made up with you with the same purpose that we do. Women are happy with just getting free attention from you. They're not. They don't need to fuck you to get the validation. You talking to them alone is validation. So you protect your attention and your time with your fucking livelihood. And what I mean by that is you invite her on a date. If she says no, you fuck that bitch, bro. You literally turn into Leonidas and you say, hey, listen, bitch. My fucking time. Bam. And kick her to the fucking curb, bro. Oh, that's God. How you got to do, man. Because girls, if you let them, will sit there and waste your fucking time, bro. So talking to a bitch for 2 weeks on Tinder is the dumbest thing you could do. And literally in my head, I'm just like, are you dumb? Stupid. I'm dumb. So stop doing that. Stupid. Stop fucking doing that shit. For all you guys that are listening, don't sit here and text girls for free. Get on once you get her number, text her maybe, hey, hello, whatever, and then get her Instagram, get her on a fucking FaceTime call, set up a date immediately. If she doesn't want to meet up with you on a date, again, bam, kick her out and move on to the next chick, man. No free fucking attention to these girls. I'm going to drill that in your guys' heads. No free attention to these girls, okay? If you ain't smashing, you dashing, all right? There we go.
Appreciate it, brother. I just lost it right now. Man. Thanks again, guys.
All right, man. Cool. You're too nice, by the way. Stop being a pussy. All right. Let's see here. Do we got a ARC, man. Shout out to ARC for sure. Got to shout him out on that.
313.
Okay, 313, you're on. Guys, remember, Super Chats are going to be prioritized. If you want your question answered, Super Chat it in, or put your number in, the last four digits of your number so Chris can find you. Okay.
313
on air.
Yo, how you guys doing? Y'all all right?
It's not like you're underwater.
Yeah, we got you.
Are you running?
My bad. My bad. I'm actually taking a quick break from work.
Okay.
I just had to call in because I had a quick question.
Go ahead.
All right. So I'm 6'4". I'm from Detroit. I'm 220. I played football and basketball in high school. I never really had a problem smashing chicks, but I noticed the older I got, it was more of I wanted to improve for myself. But because of, you know, who I am physically, I used to have women take care of me all the time. My story is kind of similar to Mr. Organic. So I had a question for the ladies. You know, how long will you let a dude, you know, who is good looking, tall, strong, you know, I'm packing 10 inches. I'm really above a lot of niggas.
I knew
how long will you let me live in your crib?
I know what you're going to say.
Like, because I ran into women.
Oh, Zarya.
Who tell me, you know,
get on your phone. Yo, what is the question, man? Please ask it nice and direct. What is the question?
Sir, the question is, how long will you let a man slide if you're making more money than him or if he's not able to take care of you? If he's able to take care of himself, that's fine. But if he can't take care of you, how long would you be with somebody like that?
In other words, he's a good-looking guy, but he's financially inadequate. How long would you tolerate his financial inadequacy and date him?
I guess if I definitely probably reached several stages in my growth and he still hasn't moved up to the next one of his, then you got to go. I'm not going to put a timestamp on it.
No timestamp on it. Okay, cool.
No, I wouldn't put a timestamp on it. I would maybe try to motivate him to, like, maybe improve and try to get better. And if it still doesn't work out for him, then I guess I just got to go.
Yeah, it's the same. It's like a time frame. I don't really look at it like that. It's a matter of, you know, how you're moving and stuff like that. If it doesn't really... If you're not consistent with it and it just becomes a problem, then, yeah, I just got to go at that point.
There's a difference between if they're just simply not trying to be better or if they're just not getting there yet. Like, I'm willing to wait for someone if they just aren't able to figure it out yet. But if they're not trying to be better and they're just okay with how they're living, then I'm good without them.
For how long?
What do you mean?
How long would you wait? For the first person?
For the first person?
Mm-hmm. Forever?
Yep.
You're really going to cap me on that?
Stop the cap. Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh, my God. Stop fucking lying.
All right.
Come on now.
I wouldn't say I would wait forever, but, like, again, it goes back to if they're trying... and then along, as like you mentioned, that women are not, I'd say, an assistant, but like, so if you're supporting and you guys are both, you know, taking your time to get to where he would like to be or you'd both like to be, then that's fine. But if you're not putting in any effort whatsoever, then why should she?
Yeah, it depends on how much you're trying. If you're trying, if I see you're trying and making an effort, I will last longer. But if you're just
wasn't
like...
Wasn't the other guy trying, though?
Wait, what other guy?
The guy that you were trying to push to be more ambitious?
No, I don't feel... Like, I'm not going to say he wasn't trying at all, but, like, he wasn't trying enough for me. Like, okay. You know, he wasn't...
See, keyword, enough for me, which can be, you need to try really fucking hard, bro.
I mean, you got to be able to keep up with me.
Yeah. Okay. I think I got this one. Here's the thing, man, and this is what we talked about before. Me and Fresh literally talked about this on the last episode. Here's the thing, guys. If you're a good-looking guy but you're not financially adequate, what's going to happen is you'll get casual sex. Girls will fuck with you here and there. But what's going to happen is you're not going to be able to retain them. And what I've always said is I've noticed this. The older a woman is, the less tolerance she has for your financial inadequacies. I'm going to say that again. The older a woman is, the less tolerance she's going to be of your financial inadequacies, especially if she makes her own money. So you'll be able to play the game. You'll be able to finesse it for a bit, maybe get some sex, whatever. And if that's all you're looking for, that's fine. But if you actually like a girl and you want something to happen, she's going to look at you from a provisioning standpoint. And if you can't provide, you best believe that fucking shot clock is going. And I always say, the older the woman and or the more beautiful she is, the faster that shot clock is. You know, if you're dealing with a fucking baddie, IG model, you got like 2 seconds. She's not going to tolerate you being broke for long. But if you're dealing with a girl that's a little bit older, maybe she doesn't have as many options, whatever, then, you know, it might be an NBA shot clock, 24 seconds. But if she's fat and ugly, hey, you might have a college shot clock, 48 seconds. Who knows? But the point is that the more options a woman has, right, which typically goes with her money and her age, the less tolerant she's going to be of you being financially inadequate, the more of a complete package you have to be as a man. So that's really the real truth. But every girl is different, bro. So for some girls, if you don't got money, they're not even going to fucking look at you. It don't matter how good looking you are, whatever, you're going to ostracize yourself from a group of women. So, Fresh, you got anything on that?
Sorry.
Yeah, just, okay. Rational Mel says, tell Trey to get out of the bathroom. We know it's him calling.
Ah, shout out to Rolo Tomasi, man. Get the book, Rational Mel.
And just add to that as well, regarding your current situation, bro, if this is you, honestly speaking, if you literally want to make this work, all you got to do is find a, I want to say, slightly bigger girl that's willing to cook, clean, and be there for you. Get your bread up and then hop to the next girl is a little bit better. Anytime you progress, you're building up your net worth, you're building up your money, your business, and then by the time you finish, you have a better chick and you'll be ready to establish where you need to go. So
yeah, if you really want to finesse, like if you're a Chad like that, go ahead and get with a fat bitch that has a good career, bro. That's what you really do.
Mr. Organic.
Just live off her for a bit.
Three of them.
Because she ain't going to be able to really replace you like that, bro. And I've always said it, like, a fat girl that has a career is like the equivalent to like a broke dude that smokes weed at his mom's house. And I know what you guys are saying. What the fuck? That's so sexist. Oh my God. Like, let's fucking.
How dare you?
The reason why I say that is because, remember, guys, the more money a woman makes, the more she shrinks her pool of candidates, right? And if she's not attractive, she's done. Because if she makes 100 grand a year, she only wants guys that make 100 grand a year. Those guys that are making 100 grand a year, they ain't looking for her. They're looking for the baddies. So what you do is you slide in there, give her some love, right? The big girls need love too. And then you just live off her for a bit. I don't know. You do what
and,
you got to do. I never done it, but
also,
I know guys that do it.
This only works if you have her stigmatized. If you don't, this shit will not work. Send it back to Walmart. The package is defaulted, okay?
Oh my God.
So look for a strong, independent woman that's overweight, a little older in her 30s, and shack up with her. Okay. So anyway, who else we got?
Yeah, sure. Touch first.
Cool. We got Isaac S, $20. Picking a girl on a fancy first date is backwards because...
Oh, we read that one.
No, we read that one already.
Isaac. Okay, $5. Stephanie Cunningham. Okay, thank you for the super sticker. $5, intellectual midget. Yo, these names got me dead. I love how as soon as the white girl to the left broke the ice on finances not mattering, all of a sudden, as long as he can sustain himself, Cap. Yeah. 20 times 3 equals 60 bodies. Okay, Goose Island. $5 to Dr. Not. Oh, girl with braces, what's your body count? That's from Robertson Ennis.
7.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really like to sleep with like anyone like that. Like, I really want to get to know the person and stuff like that.
That's wonderful.
Wait, really,
them,
nigga?
You know?
That's wonderful. What's your age again?
That's wonderful. I'm 21. So.
21.
Yeah, exactly. 21.
Really, nigga?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
7, apparently. The doctor not. For those listeners who are aware of the societal situation we're in, the solution is to move out of the city and grow your own food. Think about it. Okay, that's Dr. Not. Thor-bladed. Lots of guys get ghosted because they talk too much, mess up the first impression, or another guy took your spot. Facts. Only use apps for hooking up You're trying to find something real, do it in real life. Facts. Yeah. $10 from Ed BTC. Shout out to Fresh Fit Fam. Myron Ultimate Alpha dropping straight gems for us. I'm not the Ultimate Alpha, man. I'm just a guy that doesn't like bullshit. Guys, best advice I can give is put 20% of your income into Ethereum every month. Thank me later. Facts. You do got to invest in Ethereum.
That's
true. Marco Meadows, the Iron Giant online, and now they saying they won't hold him down. Okay. And then, all right, so we got a couple numbers here. So who? So we'll go first with Pew Pew Chicago. Chicago. Because he did 20. And the more you donate, guys, the more we're you're going to get to the front line. So we got some Pew Pew from Chicago. Let's see what he has to say.
Ready?
Yep. Chi-Town in the house. What's up?
So first time, long time. For the girls, I know the guys are going to smack me in the head. What does it mean when a girl says, I don't want to date and you need to be more vulnerable?
Mm.
Okay. Zara, you want to take that one first and we'll go around?
She said that she doesn't want to date and you need to be more vulnerable.
Yes, is that correct?
Two different girls.
Say that again, bro?
Two different girls, just a question in my head.
Okay, so one said you're not vulnerable enough and the other one says she don't want to date you?
I don't want to date, yeah.
Okay, so two different girls. So I guess... Well, we don't know why the one that said, I don't want to date you, we don't know why she said that, which is kind of irrelevant. It doesn't matter. If she said that, you probably did some other shit that fucked up. So I guess we could tackle the one that says, be vulnerable, right?
Nigga, you trolling, huh?
No.
Okay, so the one girl said you need to be more vulnerable.
I know you guys are going to smack me in the head. Just curious with the girls.
Okay. Have you smashed this girl? Because they need a little bit more information so they can give you the best advice, man.
After a year of dating, the close to the breakup point was the words, you need to be more vulnerable. I was in the Army for like 12 years
yes no?
and spent 6
Did
years in private security.
Yes or no? Did you have sex with her, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So it took you a year, though.
A year. No, I think he's saying it just ended in a year.
Maybe.
Do you know Skippy?
Yeah, I'm confused.
No, we had we smashed the night that I met her. After a year of dating her, her whole thing was you need to be more vulnerable. I just don't know what the fuck that means from a girl's point.
Let's turn it over to the ladies and go around the table.
All right, so you need to be more vulnerable. She's probably saying that you need to talk about your feelings more. Like, guys are super guarded and closed-minded. Like, they feel like they cannot express their emotions. And honestly, women are just natural nurturers. We're known to just be able to express ourselves more. So she probably was looking for certain things in you to come out, and it just hadn't after a while. Did you find yourself getting asked questions all the time, like about yourself or about your past or just simply how you feel?
Twelve years in the Army, two combat tours, things you don't talk about.
Understandable. But when it came down to the relationship, though, I'm pretty sure that was not the prime subject that she was asking for.
Not a problem on that end.
Okay, we'll move on. Yeah. What's your thoughts on it?
Maybe just you weren't, like, expressing your feelings in the way maybe she wanted to hear them. That's what I guess she's trying to say. I'm not really sure, but I probably think it's just like maybe like you probably were holding back too much and like she maybe wanted you to let loose a little bit more. That's what I think.
Yeah, the same thing. And I mean, especially if the first thing that comes out of your mouth is 12 years in the Army, it's like, well, sir, that's not what we're getting at. We just want to, you know, especially after a year, if you're not talking or, you know, at least confiding in her, you know, at that point, it's like, all right, yeah. So what are we doing here? We just fucking.
She probably just wants more communication from you and more effort. That's the only thing I can think from vulnerability.
I think she probably wants to just open up a little bit more. And then again, but men are taught that opening up, you know, weak, et cetera, et cetera. So I can definitely see why you wouldn't want to, but I guess that's what she wanted and didn't have the time to wait it out until you were okay with that, or she just figured it was too long.
Yeah, same thing. I think it's the communication, and you weren't speaking her love language. You know, you weren't, you wasn't like, you know, for her, like everybody's different. Everybody, you know, reciprocates information differently. So he probably wasn't speaking her love language.
No, hold on, hold on. And I wanted to, ladies, with all due respect, this is why you don't listen to women, bro. Like, none of them gave you good advice. See, even women can't tell you what the fuck is going on here. I'll tell you what's going on here, bro. She wants more attention. She wants you to open up so that you can, so she can talk to you more. What's happening is that you guys have known each other for a bit. She doesn't know much about you, and it makes her uncomfortable because women feel comfortable in familiarity. It's human nature. You want to know who the fuck you're talking to all the time, and you have a mysterious air to you. But guess what? That's why she's been dealing with your ass for a year. Is because you haven't been opening up. Don't open up and show your vulnerability to women because women aren't equipped to handle it, bro. I tell you guys this shit all the fucking time. When women say, be more vulnerable with me, blah, 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 and you go there and you start fucking crying and being a bitch and, oh, my God, I had a tough day. I don't know how I feel about this. I can't pay my bills. You know what happens? That vagina dries up like that, okay? Because women aren't built to handle your fucking problems, bro. They're not, all right?
Got it. Only men
understand the struggle of being a man. So you tell your guy friends your male problems with, you know, with anything that you did in the military, anything that was traumatic, whatever it is, because your girl ain't going to be able to handle it, bro. If anything, you could tell her, hey, I had a tough day, whatever, but we found the issue. So just understand this, man. Men and women are very different. Women are designed to be repulsed by you if you give them too much of your problems, okay? It's going to be a L every single time. Being vulnerable in front of a woman can always backfire. Now, are there girls out there that will accept you? Sure. Are there girls that are going to be understanding? Sure. But why would you risk that? You know, are you going to play Russian roulette when you know that there's a bullet in the chamber and you don't have to? No, you wouldn't, right? But why would you take an unnecessary risk? Yeah, the gun might not go off and you might not die, but it definitely could too. You don't know how she's going to respond to your softness until you actually show that you're soft. We've brought a bunch of girls on this podcast, guys. A dude cried in front of her. She never respected him again, and they ended up breaking up. Women will tell you, oh, it's okay, cry on my shoulder, blah, blah, blah. Don't fucking listen to it. It's all cap. It's mainstream media trying to tell you to be soft. Don't do it.
Man, this is easy. I can tell you all gave different answers, six different answers. That being said, bro, all you got to do, bro, keep dicking her down, bro. Take her to a nice, fun-ass date, and she should shut up for a little bit, and then keep doing that process.
Bro,
her feelings is irrational, bro.
This is going to sound sexist, but women don't even know what they want, bro. They don't. They really don't. There was a study done in Chicago. You're from Chicago. There was a study done in Northwestern where they literally took women, and they took men, and asked the women what they like sexually, and they tested it, and it conflicted with what they actually clicked on versus what they're aroused by. So it's statistically proven that they don't even know what the fuck they want. Hell, ask a girl right now. What do you want to eat? Well, I don't know. Bro, like, come on, man. You already lost by taking her serious with her request, man. Continue to be stoic. That's why she's dealing with your ass in the first place. Thank you for your service, okay?
All right. Let's call it. Be a plumber. Lay pipe.
There you go, man. I have to give that tough love, bro.
We have 8110.
811. Okay, and then don't we – we got Everything Everyday Podcast by Daryl Long. Hey, shout out to you, bro. What's good, Myron and Fresh? Thank you so much.
Shout out to your podcast, man. Keep going, brother.
Thank you so much. Ladies, before we get into the next call, what are your thoughts so far?
Do you have any questions?
I probably triggered you at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't agree with keeping your feelings to yourself. Okay. I definitely want my man to open up to me and trust me. That way I know it can be reciprocated. You trust me, I can trust you and be vulnerable with you. Because me, I can say me, I'm closed off too. Like, it takes a while for me to open up to someone, so.
Hey, Chris, can you mute that phone?
Yeah, no problem.
So it takes a while for me to open up. So, if you know, we both mutually open up, that works for me. I don't like someone that's closed off and doesn't express themselves. And especially if you're, like, going through stuff and then you just, like, go through it alone and then I'm going to feel it. I'm going to know, like, you know, you're not going to talk as much. I mean, you're not opening up. So, like, that's going to make me not talk to you.
And that's real, because if it was the other way around, you could be honest. If you guys had a female who's not disclosing any type of part of herself or her emotions, how she's feeling, would you look at it funny, right?
That's not going to happen, though.
Exactly. Yeah, women love to talk.
Women are emotional creatures.
Not
they
every
like
woman.
You.
Y'all can't say every woman.
Y'all are
every
women. Woman. You guys,
can't
you guys
say
are
not every
women.
Woman.
Every woman.
Okay, if I lined up 100 women, again, I hate to say this, if I lined up 100 women, 90 of them are going to be emotional and want to tell me about their problems. Here's the thing. Are men and women the same?
No.
Okay. So would it be fair to say that we react to different information? We react to the same information differently?
Yes.
Okay. So if you cry on my shoulders and you tell me about your problems, I'm not going to lose attraction for you because you're a woman. It's expected. However, if I cry on your shoulder and I'm being soft and I'm not sure of where I am or where I stand or any of that other stuff, you are literally designed to look at it and be like, ugh, this guy's fucking soft. He's a pussy.
Nah.
Hold on. Let me finish. You guys could say, no, I wouldn't do that. That's fucked up, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. Social constructs don't adhere to reality. I'm going to say that again. Social constructs don't adhere to reality. So even though society tells you you should be letting a man be vulnerable to you, you know, he should be able to open up to you, blah, 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 you can say all this, but the reality is women aren't aroused by that. Remember, we're talking about arousal here, keeping attraction. Attraction is not a choice, and it's also not politically correct. It's actually very politically incorrect, which is why when we give guys these techniques, we get hit with the, oh, my God, misogyny, oh, my God.
How dare
misogyny.
You?
But it's the truth. Like, women aren't equipped to handle male problems. So that's why we tell guys, now, are there women? Who knows? You two might be an exception to the rule. You guys might have a guy cry on your shoulder and be like, damn, man, I'm turned down. Let's fuck right now. But I'll tell you all this. Most women are not. They are not. They'll look at their boyfriend and they'll be like, damn, you're a fucking bitch. And they'll never be able to look at him the same. We've had plenty of girls come on this podcast. Yeah. Well, the first time my boyfriend cried in front of me, I was never able to respect him again.
You know, I think vulnerability is being taken out of context also in this situation. I don't think being vulnerable means you need to be a crybaby. Like, just simply voicing how you feel. You don't have to cry about it. But when it comes down to the relationship, like, some girls look for certain parts in a guy. Like, even being romantic, like, some guys lack that. They can't even say simple things to make their girl feel good. She probably was just like, you know what, you're not even opening up to even the slightest
bit. But see, here's the thing, like, and that's the scary part, like, your interpretation of vulnerable is fairly vague. I already know what he's talking about. He's talking about, like, cry in front of her, be more emotional, like, you know what I'm saying, be more in touch with his feelings. But we tell guys, don't do that with girls. Don't tell them about your personal problems.
Because you never know how far is too much. For example, you might say, okay, tell me about your day at work and complain about your boss. But some girl might be like, yo, that's unattractive. But you might be cool with it, but she might not. So you never really know what's the line. And if you got a relationship, why fuck it up with a maybe or I don't know?
Yeah. If we know 90% of women don't tolerate emotional men, how would we look telling guys to be more emotional women?
You just don't know.
That's true. But I feel like if that person really cared about you, they're not going to make you feel some type of way about opening up, period.
Yeah, but if you lose them, then what's the point? It doesn't matter.
And it's Bill here. Like, he said that he smashed it on the first date. So those guys, that's not disclosing feelings and emotions, they still smash.
And she's talking to him a year later with him not disclosing his feelings. That's what I'm trying to say.
Depends on attraction, I feel like. Because if a girl's attracted to you, like, so much, she'll tolerate anything because I've witnessed, like,
she will tolerate a lot, def 100%.
Yeah.
But how do we know that, you know what I'm saying?
She's going to tolerate that.
Exactly.
That's the risk you have to
take.
I mean,
I guess.
No risk.
Hell no. If you guys knew how hard it was to get women, you guys would not be speaking like this at all. It's very difficult for guys to get women, man.
I know, girls get it thrown at them all the time. I know it's harder for guys.
It's, like, very difficult for guys to get laid, man. Like, only 10 to 20% of dudes are smashing, like, 80, 90% of the girls. So it's like, you know, we tell guys, always operate in probabilities, not possibilities. Yes, is it possible that there's a girl out there that's going to, like, you know, accept you for who you are and be there for you spiritually and all this other, like, you know, hippie shit? Sure. No offense. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen enough. You know what I'm saying? So I tell guys, if you don't have to play a Russian roulette, don't do it.
Back.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not worth it.
Super chats here. We got Junior, $10 bucks.
Who's next? Chris, you had another one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next is Fresh.
Oh, ladies, a convo about 10-inch dude. Shouldn't you stay clear of that type of guy? You'll end up leaving him because he's lazy, or he'll leave you after you motivate him to success. LOL, had space left.
Yeah, we answered that one.
Cream the model, $10 bucks. Last four telephone number, 0675. Dober Squad, $20 bucks. Invest in Nervous Network. They're connecting to Cardano and ETH to their Force Bridge, creating stronger volatility, and they are the 1%.
They're at 1 cent and getting more traction. Okay. Cool. And then we got Tom Chad. I have a question. Why is it that the really hot women, 8 to 9 tens, are much friendlier than the average ones, 4, 5, 6s? I swear the average girls are mean and snarly. Is this a thing? No, bro. You come to Miami, you'll see what I'm talking about.
All right, so yeah, chime in on the line, 8110.
Okay, cool. You have them ordered, I guess, by the thing?
Yeah, fine.
And we'll go here for a little bit longer. And then, ladies, do you have any questions that you guys want to grill us on?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have a great panel.
Question.
Okay, all right. Well, after this call, we'll do this call, and then I'm just giving you guys some time to come up with anything. If you disagree, want to comment on something, whatever it is, we'll turn it to you guys to grill us. All
right, ready?
All right, yeah. Who is it?
Time.
Time, what's up?
Can you guys hear me?
We got you, man. Sure. What's your question?
What's up? It's Chi-May, but in the chat, you guys say Time, but it's cool.
Chi-May.
What's it?
Chi-May.
Yeah, Chi-May. It's Nigerian. But what I wanted was shout out to the whole Fresh and Fit podcast, and shout out to the ladies in there. Y'all look good. What's it called? My deal breaker slash like a ghost is a woman that matches negative male energy. What's it called when I'm not around? I'm calling out of Philly, so. Of course, you guys kind of know how I get down out here. One thing with me is that if I'm talking to a if I'm with a lady, like in a relationship. And
hey, bro, I don't want to sound like an ass, but can you ask the question? Because we got a lot of people behind you.
Okay.
Please ask the question.
All right. So, what's it called? Do you ladies think that if a guy's being negative towards you, like when trying to either approach you or, you know, get your number or whatever, and then like he gets real disrespectful, do you think that you should match that energy back?
That's a good question.
Well, he asked if you think the women should match it back.
Yeah, if the guy acts really hostile after you decline to give him the phone number, should you match the energy back?
In my experience, no, I do not match the energy back at all.
No, definitely not. I don't think so, because men can be scary.
I think fighting fire with fire isn't going to get you anywhere, so it's not really worth it.
Yeah, no. I've always had positive reinforcement from being positive to negative, so, because I've been through it, you know, trying to tell somebody no and then having that issue. Yeah, kill them with kindness.
No, yeah. I'm about to
talk to someone.
I don't really like to argue. I'll just not reply or something.
Okay,
or
and Daria, what about you?
It depends on the situation. It depends if I got time that day.
You already messing up. You already a deal breaker.
Fuck off, I'm sorry after that. And I say, I'm not like this and the dude disrespectfully either. If somebody came at me and I didn't want to talk to him, I'm going to be kind. But if you want to come at me crazy, you think I'm supposed to just walk away from you? And
I'll put it like this. What's called, if y'all watch the news a little bit outside of Miami, what's it called? If y'all already know, it's called Philly already got over 500 bodies, and most of the people that's dropping people out here is between 15 and 19 years old, and they real crazy, especially when trying to approach girls. So, you know, what's it called? Like, depending on how you react to a guy that got a loose screw going on out here that's not raised right, that's going to put you and me in a crazy position. So that's the reason why I asked, because depending on where you at, mostly it's inner city. So, you know, it can be a bad night out here.
Yeah. Right. I get what you're saying.
Fair enough, man. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, bro. Who's next?
All right. Let's see.
We'll do one or two more calls, and then we'll get the ladies.
7715.
And then we'll go on. What was that?
7715.
715? All right, 715. And we got a thunderstorm out in the back
lightning?
Right now.
God damn.
715, go ahead.
Yo.
Yo,
what's up, Fresh and Fit fam, man? I appreciate you guys, first of all. And to the question, to the ladies, do you really think that you could either hold down a man or find a husband if you can't even cook or clean correctly?
Ooh, okay. We'll start with Zarya.
No, because you should know how to take care of yourself. Those are like basic things that you should be taught growing up. And honestly, I wouldn't want to be with nobody who couldn't do either of those things, so I wouldn't expect a guy to be able to be okay with someone not being able to bring that to the table.
Okay, so that's one no.
Nope.
What about you?
No, yeah, I agree. Like, I mean, I would like it to be 50-50, like if the guy like cooks and I'll clean, or if I cook, he cleans. Like, I would like it to be at least equal. But
if he pays all the bills? And you live at home?
I mean, I don't think I would want to do that either. Like, I would want to, like, work into it. Also, like, get my own money as well.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah.
You are.
I kind of see what you mean, though.
Do you watch Disney Channel by chance?
If I what?
Disney Channel.
If I watch Disney Channel?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Just
not anymore, but.
Just wondering.
Okay.
No.
You don't think so?
Nope.
No.
No.
All
right. Looks like that's universal no, my friend.
No.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, one more, and then
appreciate that greatly.
Actually, yeah, because you had a question, right? So one more, Chris, and then her question.
Yeah, one second. Let me get this number's not online. Hundreds are fresh.
All right, hold on. We only got 2.5K likes, so we're gonna stop the show. We're not gonna answer the next phone call until we hit at least 30. We got 4,300 watching. What is a fair number? 3,800.
3.5. And just so you know, we're 20 subs away from hitting 423K on air. So guys,
so hit that fucking like button because we're giving you guys a lot of value. I've been purposely trying to give you the guys that call in as much value as I can. You know, and I like to let the girls answer, too, so you guys can kind of see the differences.
We got Hood Ninja Fresh on the line, too.
Yeah. Oh, I've been waiting, G. Hit up the line. Okay. Hood Ninja Fresh, we got you. You will definitely get on the line. If you guys called in and put your number in, don't worry. We're going to get y'all in. But we're not going to continue the show until we hit. Today, I got time today. until we hit 3,800 likes, man. We're at 2.5. Guys, you guys think we're playing around. We need the engagement up. Because here's the thing with YouTube, real quick, for all the people out there that want to become YouTubers, whatever. Engagement is the name of the game, which means we need to get the likes up below after the video is done. Go ahead and comment for the algorithm. Because I'll tell you this right now. Ain't nobody working harder than us in the podcast sphere.
That's fine.
We stream 2 to 3 times per day, bring you guys great guests. We always improve in the studio.
Tomorrow.
The production quality, no one's touching us. I've looked at every top podcast. We have the best production quality by fucking far. Best cameras, best lights, best everything. So we do that for you guys. All we ask in return, just like the video, man. We're going to keep giving you guys this heat. We're going to have Money Monday. We're going to talk about getting an exotic car. Wednesday, Womanizer Wednesday, we're going to teach you guys something about dating, whether it's texting girls, using Tinder, whatever the hell you guys want.
And today, 600 Breezy.
Yep.
Actually, that's because I got picking up from the airport, actually.
Yeah. We got 600 Breezy tomorrow. And then we got Michaela Peterson at the end of the month. Then we got AMS. We got who else coming? Who's the other guy? Who else we got coming? Andrew Tate. And special guests with that. So, guys, all we ask is like the video, man. That's
some
it.
Some girls, some tits, everything.
Yeah, you guys get some beautiful ladies on the panel. You know what I'm saying? Even though they're all tall, and some of you guys might not even be able to reach their face.
When they're on the bed, it's all the same height.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So, guys, like the goddamn video right now. What are we at now, Chris?
We're at 2.9.
2.9. All right, guys. We need another 800 likes. So, in the meantime, what we're going to do is we're going to have the ladies
plug
their businesses and their Instagrams. We'll start here with Ms. Vet Tech. Go ahead.
My Instagram is Anika J. Hawkins, and that's about it.
Cool.
You don't have like anything else that you want to advertise?
Everything is under Anika J. Hawkins. So if you want to add YouTube, screen. Yeah, everything is Anika J. Hawkins.
Oh, you have YouTube too?
Yeah. I mean,
what do you do?
Tell us about your channel.
Oh, so on my channel, I do have like a lot of acting stuff on there. Really, it's mostly just my acting. And then I have TikTok. You know, I make funny TikToks too. So, but like I said, everything is under Anika J. Hawkins.
All right. Next.
Fair enough.
My main social media that I use right now is my Instagram, which is Lama, which is LUH_MAHH. Has a lot of my modeling stuff and brand stuff there.
My main tag is Olivia.KOMARIK. I use that for Twitter and Snap and everything else. Insta, whatever.
My Instagram is just Larisha, JUSXXT_Larisha. I also got OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/justlala. Hit me up.
My Instagram.
You know what? I'm tired of you guys talking about my hairline, and I got a hoodie on and a bandana. God.
Chris, you guys push the camera to you.
Oh, shit. Fuck you guys, all right? I'm tired of this.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what, guys? It's Friday night. I'm on a Henny. So we out here chilling, and it's thunderstorming because you guys won't like the video on YouTube. So we out here, we're heisting this video, robbing it, drinking on some Hennessy. You get what I'm saying? So tell me what you have to say.
All right, I need you motherfuckers to like the video right now because I just joined the gang, and I'm ready to shoot at any time. Oh, fuck. Okay. Accidental discharge. Anyway, like the video right now. We're holding this goddamn show hostage. We just came from robbing a bank.
Wait, but
we ain't leaving.
Yo, is your hoodie on backwards, man?
What was that? What I do?
Your mask. It's on inside out.
Oh,
damn it.
Fuck.
The fuck?
Guys, if you want to end this or anything longer, it's Chris's hairline.
Like the video right now. Niggas, right now. Like the video right now. We're going to rob this store. studio. We're going to rob these girls, rob these random people in the back, including Trey. And, yeah. So, woo!
Oh, shit, again.
Wrong thing. What are you doing, bro?
Oh, my gosh.
I just joined. I didn't know. Oh,
sorry. God. Sorry, cuz.
Nah, yeah. Sorry, cuz.
Sorry, cuz.
Anyway, but with that said, what do we have for likes right now, Chris?
We're at 3.1K likes.
We need another 700 goddamn likes, or we ain't going nowhere.
You know what's
These girls are really scared right now. Orange guns.
Because you guys have been supporting us on the chat so far with Super Chats. Give us a 3.5K likes.
Yeah, give us a 3.5K.
Because, you know, because, okay, Fresh right now, he's like fucking almost half dead, half tired right now.
Yeah.
This nigga.
I'm pretty tired too. I ain't gonna lie.
No one works harder than me,
but
nigga.
We gotta continue stealing. As a matter of fact, guys, check out this channel.
It's been got that America.
Is it broken?
God, that damn. Guys, just
it's broken.
What, you broke it already?
It's broken, man. I guess we gotta rob that guy again. But anyway,
and by the way, we just hit 423K subscribers.
Oh yeah!
Are you right? Because we hit 423, we will start the show.
Let's get out of here.
Got this up, all right?
All right. We're gonna get out of here because the cops are coming. Don't forget your money back.
Don't forget the bullets, nigga.
Yeah, evidence. Yeah, I know. Yeah, fuck.
All right, guys. Get us to 3.5K likes. And ladies, plug yourself in.
My Instagram is Anna, A-N-A-A-A. It's with three A's. And then Calderon, C-A-L-D-E-R-O-N. And that's for my Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. So it's all the same. I'm on Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok under S-Z-I-R-E-A-X-O. I just post mental health videos, funny videos, just regular stuff, me living my lifestyle.
Wait,
if you wanted to, then.
Funny videos?
Yeah.
You're funny?
Oh, my God.
I mean, the whole time you haven't smiled or smirked or anything like that, so I'm just saying.
You haven't been watching.
Hey, you guys are right. I just saw some dudes with a pink mask and shit run out the spot. You guys are right?
No.
Yeah. You guys are good?
I'm mentally not okay.
Yeah.
I'm traumatized.
Yeah. Kind of.
Did they steal your stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you need to get on that.
They said that they're running a long time, like Chris's hairline.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Oh, Fresh, I'll get it in. Cause,
I think today I'm on your head.
Just like the video, guys.
Chris, today I'm on your head top, boy. All right? I'm on your head top, boy.
Yeah, there you go. I was okay, what are we at?
The bunch of that, Caitlin.
God damn it. Yo, what is so hard about liking a goddamn video? There's almost 4,000 of you guys in here. Hold on. Well, let me look here. Yeah, there's... Oh, where's 3, 8, 9 right now?
So, yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, fine. Fuck. All right,
okay.
Let's continue on.
You had a question.
Don't worry, Tina.
Oh, yeah.
I have you.
I wanted to, like, top 3 red flags.
Ooh.
Okay, now you're asking us. Okay.
She belongs to the
we got the phone lines queued up still, right, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many more callers do we have that we have to hit?
Yeah, we have about...
3?
I mean, yeah, 2 more.
2 more? Okay, cool.
20 and up, though.
Okay.
You know.
All right. If you super chatted in a number, we got you. We're going to get you on the line.
Well, we have more than that then.
How many do we have?
Like $5. About 5 of them.
5? All right. We'll get through them quick then. We'll answer this, then we'll hit the phone lines again. Okay. You said top 3 red flags?
We did
a whole video on this.
Yes.
But I guess I'll just say one. Her phone is cracked.
Okay.
She has her Cash App or Venmo and her Tinder bio or any kind of dating profile bio.
Oh.
And then she drinks and or does drugs.
Cool.
Drinks excessively and or does drugs.
Yeah. She travels to random places and she works at Target and it's all paid for with dinners. 2, she literally, and I say literally, on every dating app, her phone's like a Christmas tree, everything lights up. And 3 is she's too masculine.
Bam.
There you go.
And there's way more than that, but we did a whole episode 5 times she belongs to the streets. And also, guys, we did an unedited version on Patreon.
Patreon.com/FreshFit.
Check it out, guys. We literally, it's not politically correct, but a lot of things that you wouldn't think about,
safe
about
for
that would disqualify a girl from being like your wife and or serious girlfriend.
And
okay.
She drinks Henny.
Okay. All right, phone lines.
All right.
Hood Ninja Fresh.
Okay. Who's Hood Ninja Fresh? What's up? Welcome to the line.
What's up, brother?
What's the deal?
Yo.
Oh, shit.
So you're real?
Yeah. The mic thought I was fake. Nah, but... Myron, I got a question for you, real quick. Man.
For me, okay.
When it's time for you to look for a wife and you're ready to settle down,
yeah.
Clearly it's not going to be in the United States. I already know that. Where are you going to go to look for a wife?
I'm gonna get with my dad. We're gonna probably do it together. Pause. And you know, he's gonna help me sort out families. You know, whether it's in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, potentially Sudan. I don't really like the way Sudanese girls look. I'm not gonna lie, or Sudan. But and then yeah, we'll go from there. And then whatever. And then I'll probably end up living in Dubai or Saudi Arabia to raise my kids. There's no way I'm raising them in the United States.
So what's gonna happen to the platform? Fresh and Fit still gonna be a thing, or?
Oh, we'll go over it, man. This is way down. This is gonna be in like 10, 15 years, bro.
Oh, nigga, right. Yeah,
this is gonna be like in 10 or 15 years, bro. I'm only 31, so I plan to womanize for the next 10 years.
Nothing lasts forever, bro.
So yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I feel that.
Cool.
One more thing to say. I got something to say to Chris, man. Hey, man. I saw earlier today you was on my boy Fresh ad. Do that again. I'm about to smoke you.
No!
Just you up on live, man. Real talk.
My man's put him in the fuck up.
Hey, nigga. That long-ass head you got looking like the fucking Crystal Skull from Indiana Jones, nigga. You like the Crystal Skull from Indiana Jones, that long-ass head.
Hey, hey, nigga, show your face, and I'm going to roast your ass. Give me your Instagram.
Hey, ain't going to be shit to roast, nigga.
Hey,
shit to roast, nigga. Hey, that long-ass runway head, that runway head you got, it take 4 minutes to do a show of your head. Fuck
hey.
Nigga. Take 4 minutes to pull a shirt over your head. Fuck her. All right, man, I'm out, bro.
Right,
hey, be up.
Oh,
be up.
All right,
man. Yo,
the army's strong.
Yo, all I got to say is...
One smoke, Chris Airline. The airline. The runway. All night.
Hold that out, Chris. God damn,
yo,
nigga.
Hey, that was funny, nigga, because you talk about so much shit, but your face is on internet. So, hey. But thanks for support, fam. All right. Thanks for support, man.
Okay.
Put your head top, boy.
Okay.
Oh,
man.
We have 6399.
Shit, bro. All right, 6399. Welcome to Fresher Podcast, man.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Yo, what's up, man? What's your question?
What's up, brother?
I just wanted to say, first of all, thanks for having this podcast. I've been trying to convince my boys for a long time about the stuff you guys have been saying. They didn't believe me. Now that you guys have been talking about it, they've finally started listening, got them in on the podcast. And about 4 years ahead of you guys, got myself a girl from Iran, very non-Westernized girl, you know. And I just wanted to ask the ladies, how often and how much is a guy's drinking, like, affecting relationships? Like, how much is too much?
All right.
Ladies, go ahead, take it away.
Daily would be too much.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely daily.
No matter how much the amount, let's say he has a beer with dinner every night.
Yeah, no, that's too much. Yeah, no.
Okay, fair.
Enough to affect how they act.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're drinking all the way throughout the day, when you first wake up in the morning, like, sheesh, it's a lot.
Gotta believe.
Okay.
No, yeah, for me, it would be, like, daily. Like, it's fine if you go on the weekends, like, you don't have work or nothing, but, like, if you're doing it, like, when, like, the days you work and stuff like that, like, going to work drunk and stuff like that, that's not okay.
All right.
Yeah.
As long as you're not abusing your body and you're still getting your shit done. Like, you're not being drunk all day, but also you're still able to function and do whatever else you got to do.
All right.
Cool.
Fair enough. There's your answer, my man.
Cool.
Okay, who's next?
All right, we got, let's see, Cream, I think, Cream of Sport.
Guys, like the video. This is the only podcast that lets you talk to us live with everything live. No other podcast goes live like we do, and you interact with the audience like we do. So like the goddamn video. Get that engagement up. And also subscribe to the goddamn channel. Where are we at, Chris? Who's next?
Give me 1 second. I lost him.
You lost him? Okay. While Chris is doing that, I'm going to shamelessly plug our Clips channel. Guys, subscribe to our Clips channel, Fresh and Fit Clips, where we put clips every single day, 2 videos a day, actually. And
yo, can y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you, bro. Go ahead. Shoot.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? Showing love from STL. Love the content, okay. Man. My question, though, is I want to know across the board or across the panel if you all are pro-life or pro-choice. And the ones that are pro-choice. It's a two-part question, my bad.
Okay.
The ones that are pro-choice, I want to know if y'all are pro-choice for men as well. Because, you know, for us as men, if I do want that baby and she don't, I don't have no rights to it, right? But if on the flip side, if I don't want that baby and she do, you know, us as men, we have no choice but to step up or be on child support. So
I just want to know y'all's thoughts on this. You're saying, are the women pro-choice first, and then second, are the women pro-choice for the man, as in he doesn't have to pay for the child if she decides to have it and he doesn't? Is that what you're asking?
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah, my body, my choice, my wallet, my choice. I get what you're saying. Okay.
For me, I'm pro-choice all the way because me personally, no, I wouldn't want to have an abortion, but there are women who are in positions where they probably had a child out of a product of rape or whatever the situation might be.
Rare. It's less than like 2%.
Either way.
We did an episode on it.
There's still so many other factors that come into as to why a woman might not want to keep her child. At the end of the day, it's her choice. It's her choice.
Whether you agree problem, on the male side as well?
And on the male side, if he doesn't want to participate, she can't force him to.
Okay. So you go both ways. Pro-choice, pro-body, and pro-wallet. Okay.
We'll handle it at the end of the day.
All right. What about you?
No, yeah, I agree, too. I'm pro-choice. Like, I feel like a woman should decide, like, either if they want to keep the baby or not. And then on the men's side, like, I mean, if the girl wants to have the baby and he doesn't want to help with child support or nothing, at the end of the day, it's like the girl has to decide if she really wants the baby or not.
Okay. So yeah. you agree that the men should not have to pay if they don't want to?
Yeah, I mean, at some extent, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
I'm pro-choice on both sides. Okay. I also feel like if that woman decided, okay,
Merch,
I'm going to have this child at that point in time, and you choose to keep it away from that father, I don't feel like that father should be put on child support because, for one, he doesn't know about his own child.
Yeah.
So,
but what if he knows and he told her, I don't want a kid, and she has it anyway?
Then it's up to that woman to say if I'm going to deal with it or not at that point. We'll handle it, like she said, at the end of the day. Because it's like, okay, you're choosing to say, okay, I'm going to do this without you.
Okay.
At that point.
Okay. Yeah, because they made the decision to keep the child, so they should deal with the repercussions and all the consequences that follow. Yeah. But I'm pro-choice on both ends.
So the guy should have the ability to not want to support the child if he doesn't want to.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, about the same. I feel like the women should have the right to do whatever they want. Same with men, because we are people at the end of the day, not just men and women. Like, if it's something I don't want to do, I don't think I would do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, same, pro-choice on both ends.
Wow. Yeah. I'm actually shocked. Normally, I would have thought, like, they would have been like, hell no, he got to pay for the kid if I want to have it.
Nope.
Yeah, that's the same thing I thought, too.
Yeah, this is actually very surprising. Or maybe it's because they've been on a podcast and kind of know how we think right now. But, all right, fair enough, man. There's your answer.
Cool, bro.
All right, appreciate y'all, man.
Later, bro. No worries. Okay, real quick, guys. Announcement. FFSphereBomb.com is live, guys. We're giving away a PlayStation 5, AirPod Pros, and we're also giving away a $15,000 Rolex. Yes, I said $15,000 that we spent of our own money. Why you guys are getting a nice watch?
PS5s are very rare now, guys.
Yeah,
so.
Bro. That shit cost a bag, too. Goddamn.
You can't get these no more, man.
Yeah, man. So, guys, all you got to do is go on FFSphere. You got to do three things, all right? You're going to go and subscribe to Fresh and Fit, this channel. Then you're going to subscribe to our Clips channel, okay? And once you do that, then you're going to go to this website, ffspearbomb.com. And what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and put in your name, email, phone number, okay? Then you're going to get a special URL. You take that URL, share it with your friends, which a bunch of you guys are already doing, sharing up a channel with everybody. Share it. And then when they sign up using your URL for the Clips channel and for Fresh and Fit, you're going to get points. And then when you get the points, here are the rewards.
Sorry, guys. The video is paused, all right? Relax.
Oh, it's fixed? Okay.
Yeah, it's paused.
5 referrals, shout out live on air, 10 referrals, personal thank you / video text, 25 referrals, FaceTime call with us, 50 referrals, stay over there t-shirt, which Chris is wearing right now. Can you show it to them real quick, Chris?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Pretty nice. Unfortunately, it's on Ugly Dude, but it's still a nice shirt. 100 referrals, AirPod Pro sweepstakes, 500 referrals, enter to win a PlayStation 5 sweepstakes, 1,000 referrals, free trip to Miami, meet us in studio, plus the prior prizes. Second prize, second place is 1,000 cash prize, plus the prior prizes. And the first place is that 2021 date just Rolex, guys, two-toned, 15K, lit. And you guys can't get Rolexes anywhere right now. They're, like, sold out.
And to win this, you have to sign with our sponsor,
IdentityIQ. Link is below.
Check your credit score, protect your credit, and also, as well, know where your score is at all times.
And you guys know that me and Fresh are real estate investors, so we take our credit extremely seriously. So make sure you sign up with IdentityIQ. It only costs you $1 to sign up, bro, and get in, put into the sweepstakes. And you guys are already sharing our channel, so why not get rewarded for it? Sign up for the website, get your special URL, share it with your friends, and get rewarded. The sweepstakes ends in about 60 days.
And we're giving this away live on air.
Yes, we're going to give it away. So the people that fly down to Miami and chill with us, we're going to give it to you live on air. It's going to be litty. You'll meet us in person. It is what it is. So, all right. So anything else?
Okay.
Next phone call or Yeah, let's get the next phone call. Let's get the phone call done, and then we'll give the
last one here.
Final words.
And last thoughts on the show.
1 second.
While we wait for this guy, yeah, phone lines are blowing up right now. Marlo Jones said scam, hilarious. Yes, bro, we are scamming. We are stealing your information.
Yeah. So
solely.
So No. We went on. We bought Rolex. We bought PS5 headphones just to scam you. Thank you. Smart.
Yeah. All right. So 6116.
Scam,
six.
Guys. Scam. Don't do it. What's that?
6116.
All right. 6116. You're on air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Fresh and Fit crew? Man, this is so surreal. All right. So I had to write this down and make sure I don't dilute the quality of the show because, you know, I love you guys.
Thanks.
For the ladies. Okay. So I want to know if you would date a man like me. Okay. I don't have a lot of money. Okay. I do have a degree. I did graduate. I am going to be in the military. What can you do for someone like me that without seeing visuals, like you don't know how high I am. You don't know my size or anything. What kind of value would you bring into my life in order for me to, you know, continue being successful? Because I have a plan. I am ambitious. You know, I want to strive to make money, and I know how to make money. I know how to, you know, I know how to make money off of stocks and all that stuff. What can you do to bring value to my life to get me there?
All right, we'll start with Zaria. Go ahead, Zaria.
Yo, chat niggas saying disconnected.
For real.
Yo, niggas in chat saying disconnected.
Yeah, that's two different questions. First, yeah. He asked, how do you feel about me? And then he said, how do you feel about staying in my life and adding value to my life?
So yeah, and then also, too, about the looks part, would you want to be with a female who is not you're not attracted to? Like, at the end of the day, yes, it does come down to attraction. It's not everything, but it's important. And then you can't even get to those other parts without that first step. So that's kind of an invalid question.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know if you're asking more so, like, what would you appreciate a guy more, I guess, in your position? Yeah, maybe, as far as what he's bringing to the table, but that attraction is still very important. I'm sorry.
Say what your chest, lady. Say exactly what's on your mind. Don't sugarcoat it. Say
whatever.
Give it to him raw.
Let me know what you guys think. You know, I didn't want to put out, you know, how I look or anything. I'm not an ugly guy. Like, I'm attractive. I, you know, I approach girls all the time. And, you know, they talk to me. I get their numbers. Like, it's, I try to make it a, I'm not, the reason that I don't want to say that is because, you know, it just comes off kind of cocky. So I try stay in my lane.
Let's let the ladies give you some feedback. Go ahead.
Wait, so what was really the question?
Exactly.
Like, I'm kind of confused, to be honest.
Okay, let me try like summarize it. So let me put it like this. I'm working my way up. Okay. Let's just say I'm ambitious. I'm gonna be the next millionaire. I'm striving to be that person. Okay. Now I'm gonna have to go through trials and tribulations. I'm gonna have to get there. But what would you do to, you know, benefit my life to get there? What can you guys bring to the table for me?
I mean, the only thing
I don't have it yet. That's the thing. I don't have it yet.
The only thing the person that's with you that can really do anything for you is just motivate you to want to do better.
Yeah,
but
that was
just
important. I'm trying to figure out why we ask him to add value when there's no value in the first place. No, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but how are you asking me to add value to your life when there is no value first? I can't add value to you when you aren't giving me value. So it's like if you push, I pull. So help me understand how you expect me to bring value to you when there's nothing already set on the table for me to, you know, add to.
You got a point.
Yeah.
Do I smoke?
Okay. Okay. No. I see that. I see that. You know, because it's something where, you know, I'm trying to be somewhere, and you know, I know sometimes the girls, you know, they want a guy that already has it. You know, so me not having it yet, you know,
right,
kind of speaks.
Caller.
You triggered my trap card.
Yo,
I'm gonna
just shoot it straight to you, bro.
Yeah.
I've said on the podcast a million times, I'm going to say it again. Women don't build, they fucking move in. I'm going to say that again. Women don't build, they move in, okay? They don't want to sit here and have a fucking Build-A-Bear, any of that other shit. You got to build it, and then they will come. Saying, hey, what are you going to do for me, blah, 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 when you don't even have your shit established?
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're basically asking for investors to come in, right, and put money into a project that they're not sure is going to actually be finished. That's stupid. Yeah. They're not going to do it. So you need to become first, and then you can go ahead and demand excellence from the women. You can't demand excellence before you're established, bro.
Exactly.
Like, period.
That's what I was trying to understand.
And here's the other thing, too. They don't know what the fuck you look like. So they're not going to, like, invest. Unless you're a millionaire right now, that's one thing. But they don't know what you look like. You don't have money. They're already you've already fallen on deaf ears. I don't know if you noticed it, but they're asking you to rephrase the question because as soon as you said, well, I'm not there yet, they tuned out.
Yeah.
That's how women operate, bro. Like, I listen to it because I know what you're trying to say, but they tuned out as soon as you said, I don't have money. And that's not to say that they're evil people or they're horrible creatures or whatever, but women have no tolerance and no fucking patience for inadequacy, bro. Period. And you just saw it right now in 4K. They don't give a fuck about your struggles. They don't give a fuck about what you're trying to do. They don't give a fuck about your potential. They care about, did you reach that potential? And can I be along on the ride at finish line, bro? That's the cold, hard reality. Stop being a pussy and thinking that girls are going to accept you for how you are or build alongside you or any of this other pussy westernized world type bullshit where people say, girls are going to build me, blah, blah, blah. No, bro, that doesn't exist. That's a fucking dream world. You become, and then they will come. All right? Fuck off the phone, go make some money, and do something with your life. Don't ask a bunch of random girls in Miami if they're going to date you, bro. That's fucking loser shit.
No, that's cool. You know, thanks for the feedback. You know, I honestly wanted to throw out this scenario.
I want to give it to you real. And the other thing, too, don't ever fucking qualify to girls, bro. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, you know, true that.
Blah, blah, blah. What the fuck? Like, man, I'm listening to you right now, like,
stupid.
And but then once all the girls, like, didn't know what the fuck you asked, I already knew. None of them respect you. None of them take you serious because you let off, oh, well, I'm not there yet. Oh, no, take a chance on me. Like, nah, man, fuck out of here, bro.
Okay. No, that's great. You know, I appreciate all the perspective and, you know, your opinion, Myron, and, you know, what the girls had to say. I thought, you know, this was something that, you know, if I threw out this, like, the scenario, because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys out there trying to come up.
We operate in reality here. It's not my opinion. It's reality. Women don't give a fuck about your problems, dude.
It's all up.
Y'all think I'm hard on the women. I'm even harder on you guys. You sound like a bitch right now.
That's cool. And that's how it should be. You know, we all go through trials and tribulations and, you know, I want to learn. So, like, you know, I appreciate the feedback and, you know, I'm going to get there.
Yeah, man. All continue right, building. Good. Don't look at the yonder yay or whatever the fuck until you have your castle built.
Boom.
No purpose.
Yo,
facts.
Yo, thanks. Castle
being built, bro.
Mm-hmm.
No, I appreciate it. And I hope to see you guys in real life, like, for real facts. Shout out to the Fresh and Fit crew. You guys are the best. Thank you, ladies, for not, you know, Frank Castling yourself.
Clip this portion.
Have a good night.
Clip this portion. Play it on rewind. And
put it as your alarm clock.
Put it as your alarm clock. Okay? You just embarrass yourself in front of 4,000-plus people qualifying to a bunch of girls that don't know who the fuck you are, bro.
Just do it!
All right? I'm giving you that tough love because it's clear no one has given it to you.
All right, cool.
That's cool. I appreciate it, man.
All right, bro. Okay. Right. Ladies, last thoughts on the show.
Hold on. No. We have Bing, new member. Thank you. And then Chris, do we have any more callers?
We do, but it's a lot. But
how many?
I mean, what? That paid?
Yeah.
Like five?
I got to go to airport, bro.
Yeah.
Last thoughts on the show.
But it's like $5, like, you know, $12, you know. So.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
That's awesome on the show.
We got a good breezy.
Oh, you said last thoughts on the show?
Hate it, love it.
Oh, I loved it. I like being able to talk and we have both ends of the spectrum on these situations to be able to talk about it. It's the first time experience, and I would do it again.
Fire.
No, yeah, the vibes are really nice. This is my first podcast, so I felt really comfortable and everything was really chill and cool. I really liked the conversations, so I would definitely like do this again for sure. It's really nice.
Awesome.
Dr. Chris,
good
might say hell no.
Good having you.
Count, you're lying. No, just kidding.
Good having you.
Chris.
Better than Disney, right?
What? I don't even understand the joke.
Vibes are always lit. Always love it here. It's always good.
Shout out to you.
I had a great time. I would definitely do it again. I thought it was going to be more controversial. I was hoping for more excitment.
Oh, no.
Well, you guys have to actually say something for there to be excitement.
Oh, yeah, no, sure. I get it.
Yeah, and if Kim last night opened up.
Yeah, last night you would have been,
Yeah, I was just sitting there. We asked you a question. Oh, I don't have any questions. Oh, anything. All right, cool. We'll just go back to the phone lines, you know?
I like the show. I've seen a couple, previous ones. Annoy coming here. It's fine. I deal with this conversation around, like, me and the boys a lot of times. But, yeah, it's something I definitely do again.
Cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show too. I like hearing both sides of everyone's perspective, everything. So I would do it again too. I enjoyed it.
Cool. See, now you guys can't say that I'm just mean to the girls. I'm like way worse to the guys, man. Because with guys, man, you gotta like kind of kick them in the ass.
Zoom Patreon.
Especially
on Patreon.
Yeah, I'd be screaming at guys, man. But it's because I care, man. That's why. Like you gotta. Like with men, you got to give them that tough love. You have to tell men the truth. Men have to live in a fact-based reality. We don't get the privilege of being pretty and selling feet pics on OnlyFans, making $10,000 a month. We can't fucking do that shit. Failure is not an option with us.
Speak for yourself.
Mandalorian, do you look at snap scores? What's too much or too little?
No, I don't.
Junior, ladies, the convo about 10-inch to – no, read that one already. I have a question. Why is it that the really hot women – read that one too.
Already.
Chris, you killed me.
You made it through. Refresh, Chris.
It's all like 213. Let's see. Russian roulette. Yep.
Fazy Island. It's worse than playing Russian roulette. 5 bullets, 1 empty chamber, roll and pull, 1-6 chance to succeed. Also, like the damn video, 4,000 plus in here. Likes are free, yo. Lawyer, black girl, I want that number. Okay. you got some of the supporters here. What was your IG?
S-Z-I-R-E-A-X-O.
All right, shoot your shot on Instagram, bro.
He's trying to be number 61.
Black Swarth. Dating a possible undercover 304. Need your red pill wisdom 8297. Did we answer that one?
No, we didn't. We can.
Yeah, we'll do it real fast. All right, official contracts because you sent 20. These ladies look like they don't clean their room and they expect a 100K chat. These ladies ain't looking him down with a 100K man who buys you everything. You'd still work. Ladies live on easy mode. All okay. Right.
And Carla, you ready?
Anything else here, Chris, or no?
Well, yeah, it's more. But Horace, 8297, you ready?
Yo, 8297, be ready. Yeah. Those things right away. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
You're on the show, man. Tell us what makes you think
okay.
this girl.
Oh,
on
sick. Oh man, here we go. Shout out Fresh and Fit fam, long time watcher, first time caller. First off, I got to thank you guys for doing God's work. You guys are saving a lot of guys out there from all this blue pill conditioning they're drowning in. Also got to shout out my boy Thaco listening with Skippy out in Utah. So I'll cut right to it. Here's the question. Basically, I watched your guys' video recently on betting for long-term prospects. Went through all that. I got to say she's definitely really attractive, definitely my type, very cooperative, adds a ton of value outside of sex, genuine Bernie desires through the roof. My
Good.
One thing that I'm really curious about is that I'm just wondering where she stands out with hoe tendencies. And when I say that, I kind of stole your guys' trick with the whole Bluetooth thing. I had her hook up to my vehicle, and I just saw all the Bluetooths on there, and it just scrolled like a Facebook feed. Like, it kept on going. So I wanted to see what other things you guys had to little snippets or little tricks that I could kind of bet for 304 tendencies.
Were they foreign whips?
Mercedes,
BMW,
were they fucking
Range Rovers?
Lamborghinis.
No, they were just normal vehicles. It wasn't no Bugattis, Maseratis, none of that. Just like normal. There was just a lot of them. Was my thing.
Yeah. So for those of you that are wondering, well, we did an episode on 10 Signs She Belongs to the Streets, and one of the ones that we had was have the girl hook up to your car on her Bluetooth, and then look at the cars that she's hooked up before, and if they're a bunch of foreigns, you know, Bentleys, Maybach, shit like that, your girl definitely.
She belongs to the street.
Yeah, dude. So that doesn't necessarily mean that she's for the streets, bro. Just because she has a bunch of cars there, she could have just been in a lot of cars. So,
I guess that's a good point. But I didn't take the foreign aspect into it.
The foreign aspect, and here's the other thing too, bro. Like, if that's the only thing that you're concerned with, then you know you got to kind of weigh it out and go off your gut feeling. Like, does she have other things about her that make you feel, ah, shit, this she might be on some bullshit.
Yeah, and it's really hard to tell is just because, you know, she tells me one thing, but then the problem is it's kind of a long distance thing. So I stopped listening to what women say a long time ago as far as dating. You know, I just kind of watched their behavior.
That's a fucking story than just Bluetooth. I knew there was more because in my head I'm like, bruh, if that's the only thing, that's why I was like, okay, well, she – because you could connect to an Uber, guys, like for the fucking people in here that are wondering. Like you could connect to an Uber or a taxi. You connect the Bluetooth on that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, that's why we say specifically foreign cars, because let's keep it all the way 1,000. Women don't buy fucking Bentleys. Women don't buy Maybachs. Women don't buy Lamborghinis. Men buy those cars.
But hold on, she's long distance.
I hear that. I hear that.
You already lost, bro.
Yeah, you already lost. She's long distance.
You already lost, bro. Right. Like, this is nothing more than a fun, have a great time. It's just your turn. Move on, bro.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just I wouldn't elevate her to main girlfriend because she's
unless,
too far
unless
away.
She moves to your location, bro, I wouldn't even take that serious, bro.
I wouldn't take it serious either.
You don't know what you're
doing.
Right,
no, and that's I got to say, of, like, the ones that I am dating, she's definitely my favorite. But that being said, you know, it's like I just heard that, and I'm just like, man, when I saw that thing kept on going, I was like, man, I caught this undercover right here. I was like, shout out to my boys. Yeah. But, I mean, I guess you guys do have a point. There are a lot of vehicles out there. But anyway.
The thing, bro.
If it's exotics and, like, BMW.
Now, here's the thing. Yeah. Let's say she drinks a lot, and she does drugs, and she has all these cars, and she has a crack phone, and she does, like, stupid shit. Then we can have a case here. You know, it's the totality of the circumstances, my friend. So that's
well,
really
see,
what
that's okay. No. And I feel and the one thing that I did kind of hold back on and the reason that I'm kind of like even wanted to call is that mostly just because of her job. So she works as she flies, you know, so she works for one of the big airlines. I'm not going to go into more details than that. Oh, but the fact that she does that, I'm like, she's trying to sell me. She's trying to sell me on this on this whole idea. And I'm just like, I'm not sure I'm buying it. I'm not sure I'm buying it. My spidey senses are tingling.
She a flight attendant?
Literally, she's all over the world.
Yeah, yo, no, that's what I'm saying, and it's just like, you know, and no, the fact of the matter is, you know, it's like it is a lot of fun, and it is really cool, and here, I mean, I'm to the point where I get flued out, you know, so it's just like, I mean, I'll take it where I can get it, but at the same time, you know, it's like I do hear what she's saying, like, oh, I want to do this, like, when she comes over, it's like, it's like I got a full-time live-in maid, you know, it's like she really makes my life a whole lot easier. I mean, she helps me with everything around the home, she helped me move apartments, she cooks, she cleans, like, she's the bomb, you know, but it's like
on,
the fact that I
dude, just marry her.
What's
right
that?
Here, bro.
What's that?
Just go do it, bro.
Yeah.
Just go marry her, bro.
Yeah, because I feel like you're trying to find things.
Okay.
Yeah, at this point, you're just trying to find things.
No.
I think he's at the point where it's like, damn, this is kind of too good to be true.
Yeah, basically.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I just don't want to buy. I don't want to buy it. I don't want to be duped.
Did she ask you for a relationship?
Yeah. She's there's been a couple of like DTRs and kind of like pushing for a little bit, and I'm just kind of like, ah, you know.
All right, we'll make it nice and simple. When she asks you for a relationship, you say, all right. Are you sure you want to do that? Yeah, I do. All right, tell her, unlock your phone and give it to me now. Go through her fucking phone right there in front of her. See what she does.
Okay.
All right?
I can work with that. I can work with that.
You're scared?
Yeah.
Tell her, unlock your – she's going to say, I want a relationship. Oh, are you prepared for that? Oh, yeah, I am. Da, da, da. All right, unlock your phone and give it to me right fucking now.
Just
and see what she does.
Really just prepared. Know that you may lose her in the process, bro.
Yeah, but you may lose her in the process of that. But that's the thing, though, bro. Like, a woman doesn't really fuck with you until she absolutely decimates all her other potential – candidates.
Got it. So everything else out, and that means that I'm in. But like otherwise, she's for the streets.
Yeah, exactly. We do see some red flags here, man. But if she next time she propositions a relationship, do that and let's see what happens. All right.
She's an air hostess, nigga. All right. What's wrong with you? Come on, man.
Must be flued out for free.
He can't flew out, bro. He
for real.
You know. All right, Tom Chad, $15. I think he should just keep her in recreational use only. But
hey,
he really likes
fun,
her, so
he's taking it too serious.
Who knows? I mean, let's see, man. If she gives him the phone. Tom Chad, $15. Questions for ladies: would you date a rich guy who takes you on cheap dates? Okay. And how would you feel if you found out he splurged on his ex straight from the date? Oh, date one. Ooh. Would you date a rich nigga to take him on a cheap date?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because he's basing his new relationship off of his old one.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said money didn't matter.
No, but he said that he originally for the
but
first
But you found out later.
Was...
You found out later for the ex he took her on a nice date.
Oh, okay.
Rich nigga cheap date, yes or no?
No.
Okay, so money does matter, guys.
nope.
You?
I'd go.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't care either. I would go.
Zaria?
It doesn't have to be an expensive date every time, but
yeah.
If I find out that it was expensive dates for every single date with his ex, and I'm not getting that many, I'm going to look at it funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, continue to do with that. We always say on the show, listen to DDG and Blueface. It's called Moonwalking in Calabasas. Blueface says, and I quote, rich nigga take her on a cheap date. Do that every single time, guys. Okay. Brian Lopez, $20. Shout out to Fresh Fit from the Bay Area, not fresh. Put them crusty ass feet away. I want to see Anika's. Okay.
Maybe I need to start an OnlyFans for my feet then.
Hey man, we got girls making crazy fucking money on OnlyFans that come on the show with feet pictures.
Yeah, no angles are fresh.
Yeah, you're asking, my friend.
Wait till you see the feet, nigga.
Chris, anything else?
Maybe two more, but no. I mean, it's cost. But
high value question 9577.
Fine.
15?
No.
Let's do it. Wait, leave no man behind. Let's do it real fast. And then this is the last one.
All right, ready? One.
Because this might help the other callers out. The high value question on making
yep,
money.
Yep, it's me.
Yo, go ahead, man. Shoot your question.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot, guys. Real quick, I'm making it real quick. Less than 4 minutes because I know you got to go to the airport, so I appreciate the call. You guys can hear me, right?
Yeah, man. Ask the question, please.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right, so the first thing is, if a man doesn't want to have any kids, what's the point of getting married? Number two.
You don't get married. You don't, that's a simple
okay.
question. If you right. don't want to have children, you do not get married. Absolutely fucking not.
Perfect. So from the age of 35, right, a man's prime, 35 to 55, right? Mm-hmm. If a man decides at some point to have kids, right, is it unhealthy to have kids after 50, like sperm-wise?
Nah, man, you're a man, bro. Like, as long as, like, you're not, you know, as long as you can, like, your sperm is good and you can, like, impregnate a woman and you have a girl that can actually get pregnant, like a younger woman under the age of 30, you should be fine. Man, we could bust nuts till the day we die and have kids, bro. So don't – remember this,
right?
Man. There's a lot of propaganda out there trying to tell guys, hey, you're on the same biological time clock as a woman. You need to get married. You need to settle down. Fuck that shit. You don't get settled down and you don't get married or have a kid – until you're ready. Remember, women are under a biological time clock. They have until about the age of 30 years old, because by the time they're 30, no offense, about 80% of their eggs are gone. And then by the time they're 35, about 90 plus percent of their eggs are gone. Men don't have that issue. So
cool.
Women are under a biological time clock, not you. Don't ever let a woman bully you into a relationship or having a kid or getting married. A lot of women do that shit. I'm not getting any younger. Where is this going? Yo, bitch. I'm going to take my fucking time because today today I got time today. So you're going to let her know if you don't want to have kids, you don't have kids, bro. You know, you go ahead
cool,
and you get
cool.
a younger, more firmer, more attractive girl. Bang. Simple as that. They want a guy that has money, that has affluence and, you know, confidence. Well, you want a young, attractive, fertile woman. Boom. Done like that. That's
cool,
the way it's been
cool.
since the beginning of time.
Last thing, and I'm out. Basically, last thing I want to say is coming from a religious background, love comes from a higher power. For example, unconditional love comes from God to man to woman. And in the reverse is conditional. Women love men on conditions. We love God with conditions. It's not reversed. I'm not sure if you guys saw that last special with Dave Chappelle. I'll be quick. It's really what is feminism? And that's equal rights for women. And the last part I want to say is this. Women can have every right that I have. You can have every right, every pay, equal pay. You can have all that. The one thing I wish I can have that women have, and that's not getting to the VIP section. The one thing I wish I could have that women have is how about I give you conditional love, meaning a man's love to a woman is unconditional and a woman's love to a man is conditional. But if I gave you conditional love, how would you feel?
I have to disagree with you on that, bro. Men love women conditionally.
Okay.
It's just that our conditions are far less than theirs.
Okay.
Like, no, there's no such thing as unconditional love between the two genders, man. I would argue that you know, both people love conditionally, but a man's conditions of love are far less than a woman's conditions of love.
Oh, okay. Better.
All right, next. All right, so...
No, he has some really good thought-provoking questions.
Yeah. Fine.
He did actually ask some really thought-provoking questions.
No, he is right. All right, cool.
Joseph has $20. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Appreciate that.
Right. That was a perfect call. All right, cool. Ready? All right, we're done.
Are we good?
Yeah.
That's
it? Yeah.
All right, cool. Did all the ladies go say their final thoughts?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Did? All right, guys, like the video on your way out. Please comment below for the algo. Comment below for the algo. All the ladies' Instagrams are below in the description. Go ahead and send them a dick pic or shoot your shot or whatever you want to do.
No dick pic.
And to all my niggas in the chat, I stutter, man. Believe in yourself. You see how he made a phone call, made it happen. We're in a podcast that make it happen. So if you stutter, bro, just get over it, bro. Just go out there, talk, get better, slow it down. You got this, bro.
And okay. Cream your feet.
And cream your feet.
Yes. All the night in my world.
I will never stop.
Did you get fellatio?
No.
Fresh, can you throw me one? The fellatio. A BJ. You?
Hmm?
Have you had a one night stand, right?
No.
You said no?
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay, have you given a blowjob? How many dates until you give the guy a BJ?
I have to see it going somewhere. So, like, not someone that I see myself cutting off.
Would you at least smash on a first date? That's a yes. Okay.
No.
Yeah, I know you. And then what about you? How many dates does it take to get the BJ?
I don't know, like, maybe, like, if we're vibing, but, like, typically, like, I don't know, like, a month or something.
What?
Like,
he's on
some
Steve Harvey shit. All right,
so what is...
Like,
what's up, guys?
Like, BJs,
nigga,
like,
you're wearing braces.
That
should be instant.
Wait, so question. What if, if it was on a bus? Like a traveling bus that begins with a B? Bang bus?
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, what about you? How many dates for fellatio?
I mean, I don't put a time stamp on literally anything. It just depends on the vibe.
Okay.
That's it.
Fair enough.
I feel like that's a part of sex. Like, I don't know what kind of dry ass sex you're having if you're not getting it. That part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Any more, Chris?
Yeah, we got more.
Okay. Iron and Fresh, amazing podcast. You're saying what men can't in everyday life. Facts. Yo, guys, real talk. If you listen to our podcast in a car, whatever it is, always wear headphones, bro. A couple guys have DM'd up saying they lost their job.
You might get fired, nigga.
You might get fired, bro. Mad respect for showing men self-worth. Everyone needs to see this. Absolutely. This is from Hero the Hero. Okay. Yeah, fuck you, Hero. Michael Hood, $5. Best advice for meeting chicks besides confidence. Get
Go
in shape. Go where they're located.
Numbers
exactly. Go where you're appreciated too, bro.
Lazy.
Okay.
Wait, hold on 1 second. There you go.
We need Viber Energy merch.
What's
up, guys? Myron Gaines
we're
here.
We're living in the infamous
Tsukuyomi.
In
the current dating world.
Okay.
That is very true, my friend.
Little Punk Price. Prince. Sorry, Little Punk Prince. I don't know what that's. What
is it's like a world controlled by one person under an illusion. Tsukuyomi.
All right. All right, Viking Paradigm. Aaron Chris Pox and MLD talked about Yuri Bezimov. The dude was a KGB defector in the 80s and was on point. Oh, okay. All right. Cool. And then Shorty is really beautiful, but why someone in the chat say girl by Fresh look like Snoop Dogg with a wig?
What the fuck?
Oh, what's up, guys? Myron Gaines here.
So today.
Yo, you guys are fucking... Oh, man.
I don't see it.
Salad Boy, $5. Well, that's because he's trying to fuck you after the show, but don't worry.
Can I say that's an example of the stupid shit guys tell me? Like, I literally have dumb ass DMs. Like, I literally had a guy be like, oh, you don't want me because I make too much money. Stupid shit.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, he makes money, though, so. How's that stupid?
He could say Gary.
No, he said, I don't want him because he makes too much money. That was stupid.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast After Hours Edition. So, quick announcement before we get into the show. Patreon.com/FreshFit, guys. We're going to get all the behind-the-scenes content to include the Frank Castles, the behind-the-scenes on them. We haven't done one in a while. You know, it was annoying as hell yesterday, but, you know, those girls were acting wild, so we had to kick them out. So if you guys want to get behind-the-scenes of that, the tray and the fresh angle, go ahead, jump on Patreon.com. But besides kicking out annoying girls, we also help you guys with, you know, coaching. We will have a weekly Zoom call where we discuss fitness, getting girls, Instagram, getting real estate, building up your credit, becoming a better guy in general, man. So if you're fat, broke, and or need some help, we got y'all. Patreon.com/FreshFit. And we also release videos on there pretty often. Also, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts, every single platform listen to podcasts, we are there. Click the anchor link below, and it'll take you to whatever destination you like to listen to your podcast. So whether you like to go on Spotify or you like to go on something small like CastBox, we're on every platform. Also, we just did an interview with DJ Academics a couple days ago.
Off the Record
Monday.
Clips.
Yeah, Off the Record is Off the Record Podcast with Academics. If you guys don't know, he interviewed Tekashi 6ix9ine, Kodak Black, WAC 100, a bunch of, you know, A-list celebs, and we're somehow on that list.
Including us.
Yeah, including us. You know, no big deal. But anyway, check us out over there, guys. We talked about my prior life, what I used to do for work before. Talk about Fresh has come up, how we got into the podcasting, you know, the controversy that recently came. Everything is there, guys. So it was a dope podcast. It went for like 2.5 hours. And, yeah, it was lit. So go support our boy DJ Academics over there. Go watch it. See a side of us that you might have not seen before on live. So, and that's DJ Academics on Spotify. I think he has the number one podcast on Spotify right now, if I'm not mistaken. He beat out Rogan. So shout out to him. Also, guys, Fresh has a vlog channel.
Guys.
What's up, guys? Myron Gaines here. Today, we're going to talk about caffeine and making gains in the gym. Does it help? Does it hurt? Let's see what the science says.